Sure, I am in Gittin, Hasey, and Hatov, Shalom, and Test, May 31st, 1979, on Thursday, continue.
Baal told the same thing when you reach the parasha in Gisei Tzeyo, because of the Sefer Tzitzis, you should write it, Mishim Abal, Mishim Ishti, and Mishim Gersh. So even if all this happened, there is no Rechshash of the Get. Why isn't there Rechshash of the Get? So from the Pashtus Moshma, Moritz Mashma, because no names are mentioned. That's why it's not a Get in the Raisin, because no names are mentioned. Because no names are mentioned. But from Rashi, it's Mashma, Michael Mashmon, Kohanet Shitalon, the Parsha Shibetilon Get. So from Rashi's Rashi, it's Mashma. That the reason as to why it's no get in the Raisa, no Chashash of the Get, is because it's no get. Not because it has no names. Because actually, you see, from this Gemara, it appears that if the get is written, and the name of the husband and the wife is not spelled out, so it's no get with the rice. Now, not only Shem and women. So the Rambam in his Kiddushin, he points out from this Gemara, it appears that the get without changes of the husband and the wife, so is no get with the rice. Because if with the rice a get without changes, is a get. So then, it should be. So why does the Gemara say, "Hobin on Shmo Yushmo"? All right. So Shemir and Shemiro, that is Agavore. But you cannot say that everything is Agavore. So of course, that goes without saying that if the get has the name of the husband and wife, but the name of the city is not mentioned, so then it's not what we write. Then it's only possible Agavore. So we can say that Shemir and Shemiro is Agavore. But you cannot say that everything is Agavore. And since the Gemara says, Hobino, Shmo, Yushmo, Shemir and Shemiro, so it's a raya. Rabban mentioned that raya. So it's a raya brure, that if the get doesn't mention the names of the husband and wife, if it just says, I the husband is divorcing my wife, and it doesn't say who the husband is, it doesn't say who the wife is, so then it's no get in the rice. The question is, why isn't it get in the rice? You know, Shtores, the aloha is, it doesn't have to have any names. It doesn't have to have any names. Let's say, suppose, now that's Gemara in Bolobaster, suppose Ruben invites a get, and he says, I Ruben, and I can get, I'm sorry, Shtachim, I Ruben. So borrow $1,000 from you, doesn't say who you is. And then Shimon produces that shtar in Bezdin so he can collect from Ruben. Because even though it doesn't say who the Malve is, but Shimon is the one who produces it, so remember, this is a riot. So the shtar in effect is made that the one who produces the shtar, so he's the Malve. Now, the Ishe produces the get. Let's say the Ishe is Leah Bas Yosef. So she produces the get. So that means that she's the Mgreshes. And who's the Mgarech? Now, a woman cannot have more than one husband. So naturally, her only husband is the Mgarech. So if the Din of Get had been determined by the din that applies to all shtores, then without names, the get should be kosher. But from this Gemara it appears that the get is no get with Raise, it's nothing, it doesn't even have a Leah Haget, nothing. So the Rambam says, So we see from this Gemara that there is a special halacha in get. With the Raisa, it must have Sheamus. With the Raisa, it must have Sheamus. And if it doesn't have Sheamus, so with the Raisa, it is possible. With the Raisa, it is possible. Why? By other stories, there is no halacha of Sheamus. Not even with Rabbanon, there is no halacha of Sheamus. But by get, it's a requirement with the Raisa. Shema Baal Shema Isho. And if he doesn't tell the Shema Baal Shema Isho, the get is put in the eyes. Why? Because of the Aloha of Sfirat Vore. The Gemara says that Chofa Mabriz, same from Sfirat Vore. I mentioned it many times, I mean, in the Sugye of Pardino di Bure. So I mentioned that by get, the Shtashichon, the Aloha of Sfirat Vore. In other words, that's one of the Sfirat Vore. In the get, the Rambam mentions. So there are two kinds of tvises. One tvises is Point number three, we shall be in a ksav she gyo shom yisiro b'gyonei. Point number dalet, we shall be in yonei dom rachilis b'yo b'yo. The question is there the same thing? She be in a ksav she gyo shom yisiro b'gyonei, we shall be in yonei dom rachilis b'yo b'yo. Two cases the Rambam mentions. The answer is, she be in yonei dom rachilis b'yo b'yo has reference to the aloche of cases that there should be complete detachment between the husband and wife. If he's begarish as each day and he stipulates of national tilchil is of Michael, so he still has a tie to him, she cannot go to the father's house, so she's not begarishes. That's one type of crisis. She needs to go to the Vajans, we don't know. They shouldn't have any schusimana. And then, point number Gimel, we should be in Aksav, she goes to the Silver Yonah, that Sviras Dibre Chrisus. Say from Sviras Gore. So it has to be spelled out. So the Rabban says, because of the Aloche of Sviras Dibre Chrisus, so he has to spell out the name of the husband and wife. And if he doesn't spell it out, it's no name. This is how the Rabban explained this in law. Alright. So, but from Rashi, it's Mashma. Rashi, it's Mashma. The Rabbi says, Michael Mashmon, so Rashi says, Ko an chitamon di parshi shebetei roi meget. Di parshi shebetei roi meget. So, from Rashi it's Mashmon that the reason is why it's no get is not because it doesn't have shameless, but because even if a get without shameless is a get with Raise, but here it's no get because it's not a get, it's just a parsha shebateiro. So the question is, according to Rashi, why does the Gemara say, Hobinon shmoyu shmo sheirek sheiro? So the Gemara should say, Hobinon get, you like it. This is a parsha shebateiro. So apparently, now, what will the Rishayim who say that the get without shameless is kosher? What will they say? How will they explain the Gemara? How will they explain the Gemara? So why does the Gemara say, Hobino and Shmo and Shmo? That's only the Rabbanon. But when Rai said, she should be gracious, here Rabbi Yisif said, there is no semblance of a getting, not the Choshe of a semblance of a getting. Even with Pesel in the Akune, with Pesel in the Akune. So why does the Gemara say, so how will these Rishayim, all the Rishayim, there are many Rishayim who agree with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, I mean, and many say that the Rambam Shita is also like that, like the Rambam. But there are Rishayim who are Chilik on the Rambam. Now, they are too short in the Pnei Yeshua, and this takes us, so we don't Shmo Yishmo. According to one Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua, Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Rambam. According to the other Pshat by the Pnei Yeshua in this Tesis, Tesis does not agree with the Shita of the Rambam. But there are the Shemi who are Chilik on the Rambam. So the question is, So how will they explain this Gemara? If the Achil can Rabba. So that means he gets without names. Without names. This question of Rai said, so why would Rabbi Yisuf say that here you don't have the Cheshish for anything? Not even the Pesel of Nakune. Because of Bino Shmo Yishmo. He Bino Shmo Yishmo Mirabo, but the Rai said not. So let her be considered. Let her be Asur Likune. Let her be Asur Likune, because with Rai said, it's a good get. So these Rishayim will have to explain the more as well. Hobino Shmo Yishmo Sheyirim Shemir. So, what do we say? Some Rishayim will say, that's all in the Rabbah. That's not in the Rais. All right, so it's the Rabbah. But the Rabbonon's are not happy. Every Rabbonon has a basis in the Rais. But because of Siok, so the Chachomim extended the Din the Rais. So in other words, if the Chachomim were Misaki, that he get without changes is possible in the Rabbonon, so with the Rabbonon it has to come under a certain hour of life. So why at all? By all stories there is no such Rabbonon. By all stories, so Lovisi, Monen Mimcho, so the Gemara says Mimcho Afilo Mkishonisi. So it's kosher, it's a good start. So the Chachomim were not Misaki, that there has to be Shemes in Ishtar. Why would the Chachomim be Misaki by Yet? Just because Yet is Homo. So because of that, the Chachomim would be Misaki. The answer is, because with Rai said there is a Aloche of Sfiras Dvorim. What is the Aloche of Sfiras Dvorim? Sfiras Dvorim traces. So the name of the Get has to spell out. It has to be spelled out. That who is the Migaresh, who is the Misgaresh? So that's the business why the Rambam says that with the Rai said, if it doesn't spell out the name of the Migaresh and Misgaresh, it's not good. So the Rishayim who are really on the Rambam, they also agree that if the Get doesn't spell out who the Misgaresh is and who the Migaresh is, so the male of the Get is what the Rai said. So then the sphere of the Jesus is left. But these Rishayim say it is spelled out. Does it make any difference how it's spelled out? If it is spelled out in code language, it's also spelled out. So the melee, since, let's say, Leah Basyeset is in his gracious, and she produces the get. So that's the Rai of Shtores. So the Shtar, that's the Aloch of Shtores. That the Shtar is always made. That the one who produces it, he's the Bala Shtar. So by Shtar Ovoye, the Shtar is made, then the one who produces it, he is the Malach. By Shtar Matone, so the Shtar is made, that the one who produces David the Shtar, he is the Mikabel. And by that, so the Shtar, in effect, spells it out, that who is the Misgarashes? The Misgarashes is that woman who is the Vessus in the Shtar. And if that woman is Leah Basyeset, so the melee is considered with Raise as in the name of Leah Basyeset is spelled out. And who is the Megarish? The husband of Leah Basyeset. I mean, she couldn't have more than one husband. So the melee, the reason as to why a get is kosher with Raise without genius is not that the get doesn't require genius. Because of the Rai of Shtomes, so it's always considered as if the Shemes are spelled out. So, whether it's spelled out explicitly or it's spelled out implicitly, so it doesn't make any difference. That the machlokes is between the Ramban and the other Shem. The Ramban holds that Saint Sfirat Dvorim implies that it has to spell out the names explicitly, and the other Shem will say that even without Shemes it's kosher. So they say, true, that Sfirat Dvorim implies that the get has to spell out the names, but it doesn't have to spell it out explicitly, it can spell it out implicitly. So, but if there hasn't been a halacha of Sfiras Dvorim, so then the Chachomim wouldn't even be misaking that the get has to have shemes. It's not the Chachomim who are just misaking takones, just in a vacuum. Every takone of the Chachomim has a basis under the Raisa. So because there is a law of Sfiras Dvorim, and Midrash said the names have to be spelled out. What would the rites say? They are considered spelled out implicitly, even though they are not explicitly spelled out. Misaki, no. And the basis of the halacha of Sfiras Dvovim, the names cannot be left spelled out implicitly. It has to be spelled out explicitly. But we see from this halacha that being on Shmoyim Shmo Shemilim Shemiro, we see that by Keter is halacha, it has to be spelled out. It's not like all other shores. So Mele, in this case, where he wrote, what did he write as he get? The parsha is Vatoa. So, is it spelled out implicitly? Now, let's say, if Elisha produces a Svatoa, so could you say, let's say that the husband told the Sefer that when he writes, when he reaches the parsha in Kisetze, because of his electricity, he should have in mind, and he should write it, and he should spell it out, that he writes it, Shmabal, Shemish, for Leah Bas Yosef and for her husband, for the purpose of divorcing, that the husband of Leah Bas Yosef should be able to divorce with this Vatoa, Leah Bas Yosef. So, those, and then the Isha would hold the Vatoa. So, she can hold it all her life. Will you say that this Vatoa in effect testifies that he divorced her with that Vatoa? Even if Klap Ishmael is Galilee that he told the Sefer to write the Mishnah, it still wouldn't be a Galilee. So, Mele, how can you say that the names are implicitly spelled out? So this is what Rashi, apparently Rashi does not agree with the Shita of the Rambam. And he holds that without names, they get discussion of the Raisi. So the Mele Rashi explained more, or we don't show you Shmoshin in the Mishimiro. We like it. So that means, so from the fact that the Aloch is, that the Chol HaPoch is in the Rabbonim, he has to spell out the names. So we see that by get, it has to be spelled out. So either it is spelled out explicitly or it is spelled out implicitly. But in case of Sevatoa, it's neither spelled out explicitly nor is it spelled out implicitly. What kind of Sevatoa is it? What kind of Sevatoa is it? So this is how Rashi explained it. So the Gemara says, so what is the chiddush of Chayesef? Sheyimimim al gavim. That even if it happened that the Sefer al Tzivua Abal wrote on the other side of the Sivatoa with Meyakse on the parchment of the Sivatoa, it's still no good at all. Alright, now, Yimishim Chrises, these may have been on me because of what Yishmo the record. Ten. Dilia mit der Sekte Maschmas der Kandina, wie mir von Matilda, a viele Mann, die wollen sie nicht mehr. Die kommen auf Doktor Mandoma, die muss ich hier waschen, wo sie da her ist. Die haben die Stomach, sie doch an Anmaki. Wer ist more a Mensch, ist wo ein Preis, sie machen das dann auch. Wo ist ein Mechel in der Matilda? Now, the Loche is that you have to be making the parish of sin, for a sin. The parish in Osin. So there is a Machlekes in Preis between Tadekame and Rav Yaakov, I think, Tanakamu and Rav Yaakov, as to whether Mechtum or Natil, can the Kayan take that parasha of the Sivatoa in Osei, the parasha Seite, and use it for the Seite? So Tanakamu says no. Rav Yaakov says yes. That's one machlokes. Then there is another machlokes. Then there is another price that has a machlokes tanoim whether Megillah Seite shekos for Misita Achas. Shekos for Misita Achas. And then she was made. So Mele, it was Mimcha. Can it be used for another Seite? So there is a machlokes tanoim. So Gemara at first said that the machlokes as to whether Megillah Seite shekos for Misita Achas is so you can use it for Misita Achas. Is following the same machlekes as to whether Mechtel and Natel, and the machlekes is on the question whether Megillah Seite requires Mishmo. So in other words, so the Mandoma, the Tanikami in the first place that says that the Mechtel and Natel, he holds that, I mean, the Tanikami in the first place that says that's in Mechtel and Natel. So he holds that Megillah Seyte doesn't require Shmo. It doesn't have to be written for that particular Seyte. So Mele, the Parsha Seyte in Osei, so can be used. Even though it was not written in Megillah Seyte, it was written in Shabbatoa, but it doesn't require Shmo. I mean the Tarekame holds that it requires Shmo. So Mele cannot be used. And Rabbi Yaakov, who says that Mechel of Natere, he holds that Megillah Seyte doesn't require Mishnah. So maybe it's Mechel of Natere. And the same Machlekes is in the other price. The time of the Machlekes, Tanoim, as to whether Megillah Seyte she calls for Mishnah Achaz, so is Mechel of Mishnah Achaz. Because the time Kamehu says that Megillah Seyte that was written for, let's say, for Leye, for Mishnah Leye, so it can be used, it can be Nimchak for another Seyte of hope. Why? Because it doesn't require Mishmo. And the one who says, so he agrees with the Mangoma who says that Mishmo is not there. And the Mangoma who says that you cannot use the Mila Seyte that was written for one Seyte to use it for another Seyte, he agrees with the Mangoma that they Mishmo is not there. This is what Gemara says it was. Then Rapoke says, no, it's not all. Because even the Mangoma who says he heard what I say, that it's Meichelo Minatere can agree that the Megillah Seyte that was written for Leah cannot be used for her. But if a Torah can be used, the Parsha in Osei, because Torah is Tomek Sire. Over there, so it was written, Befeirish for Leah. So it cannot be written, it cannot be used for her. Mashenki in the Parsha in Osei, it wasn't written for any Seyte. It's Tomek. So maybe it can be used for anything. This is what Rapport says. So this is in the Kashi, Taylor doing the Megillah Seyte Mashkin to the Kamdir, the Mechon Rateta, the Mandiboyek Sigur Mishmor. So even the Mandoma who says in the second place that the Megillah Seyte that was written for Leah cannot be used for Ochel, but he can still agree with the Mandoma in the first place that Mechon Rateta, the Komar Rapport, the Mandoma in the Gos of Sheol Hashpositachers, Taylor is from Sigur Achman Machkin. So the Mele, why does he say, if you should increase the Mishmo, hope you know because of the Mishmo, Vileke, if you know from Vileke, but even though he didn't tell the Sefer to write it, Rishima Baalish and Misho. So according to that Mandoma, it should be good because it's Tomek Sin. Vigay Shlema, the Rabbi Yisef, Ishmai, Kuni, Sobolo, Kavose. In other words, the Rabbi Yisef agrees with the first portion of the Gemara, not like Rapport. And what does the first portion of the Gemara say? That the Machlokes HaTanoim in the price, as to whether Mechel Matere is the same Machlokes as the Machlokes, or whether Megillah Seyte Shenichtivo for one Seyte, so whether it's Kshevo Lashkis for Seyte Achert. So the Meile, that means that the reason as to why one Mangoma says in the first price that Megillah Seyte, that Tehbo, can be used, the Parsha in Osei, can be used for Megillah Seyte, because that Mandoma holds that Megillah Seyte doesn't require Mishmo. But Get certainly requires Mishmo. So Mimele, Sefer Torah couldn't be used either. Or, in Ame Sobaki Nochtane, the Sobari Mechon Nate, in Sefer Nate. So Sefer Torah itself cannot be used for Megillah Seyte. So why? Because it requires Mishmo. So Mimele gets certainly required Mishmo, so Mimele is Vator, it couldn't be used. Oh, Uchemaskis in Perico, I get it, my kids, if you think it's so shaky, I'm a Kemeish, it died for some Mishmo, it's a Mishmo, it's a Mishmo, the coach was a Vator, it's a Mishmo, it's a Klau. They did it up, people, Mandy Marsh, and you say, they look like Mateve, have a Rabbi Boy Mishmo, they don't even get the post. They don't even come in Mashma, they put a new name, they don't even go again, they should be showing Mishmo. Chosom, the rest of the Rabbah of Ayashe, Kosak Migaras, the Sishne, Rabbah of Ayashe, the Tane in the second Vaise, who says that the Megillah Seyte that was written for Leah, for one Seyte, can be used for Ocho, for another Seyte. Uvi Megillah Seyte, Stome Kosher, Mishim Stome Shinaki, Sholom Tichtei, Makdi, Umi Stome Nichalo, Avon Gabi Geet, Baal Stome Loi Nichale, Avon Gab, oh, so Teisve says, that even the Mandoma, who says, that the Tanna, who says that Mechelum Natere also agrees that Megillah Seyte requires Mishmo. But that only means that it was written for Leah and not used for Ochel. But the Torah, that his stomach is alive, so he'll only say it in regard to Seite. Because Seite does not require any Tziwaba. So the Mele, Sivatole is considered Lishmo, because it's Tom Lishmo Koi. Mashiki Gavigay, that it requires Sivabal. So the Mele, so it's not any Ligation, so it's not Tom Lishmo Koi. So they are stomach is certainly possible. Aber da wir doch was wissen, geht aber auch bei Jashe, da haben wir das Ende, die ist schon nicht schmol, die machen wir doch. Robin und Schmoy ist schmol. Aber da muss ich nicht sagen, die ist schon Schmoy ist schmol, mit dem Leid, da hat man Mams. Kirabea, machen wir doch, aber nur haben wir die Schmoy ist schmol, Elo, die ist schmol, die ist schmol, und nur Katschino, wo ich noch hat, wo ich kurz den Klau, machen wir doch, wo ich kurz den Klau, kurz den Klau, now this tense is very difficult. The Maram, the Mashor, the Opoidat, because from the Pashtus Aloshin of this Teisves, it's mashma that this Mishnah that says Shino Shmo Yishmo, Shino Shmo Yishmo, so it's possible. So there the Mishnah says the blood is mamzer only goes according to Rameya. Because Rameya holds that Kolam Shalom mit Akonis Chachom Nabiya, Shetom Chachom in Egyptin, so Yeitzi Vabad Mamzer. According to Rameya, even if he didn't say it from Nechtam, so it's Yeitzi Vabad Mamzer. So, Mashenken, according to Rabbonon, who achieved this whole thing, of Hamshamel and Abbeya, Shetom Chachom in Egyptin, Yeitzi Vabad Mamzer, so then Shibishmo Yishmo, Mashma do Rabbonon, we have Shibishmo Yishmo Yishmo Rabbonon, so the blood is not a Mamzer. That's how it appears from the past Saloshan cases. But the Gemara, that pain says in so many words, that the Gemara says, Zoo. Now, this man advised, so the halacha was, and even after the whole for a certain period, the halacha was that they had to write in the get, Limalchus, this man Limalchus. This man Limalchus. And it was known, this is this man of Shtoris. And that was this man, that was the reckoning that was made to the establishment of the Alexander Mugdin's empire. So that was the Takonis Chachomim, that they should mention Shtores, they should mention this man of Alexander Mugdin. And that was the Shleima Malchus. So the Gemara says, so Kosa, the Mishnah says that I am text on the base, it starts like this. Kosa Mishimalkus in the Genesis, Mishimalkus, Moda Mishimalkus, Yom, Mabais, the Pope Mabais, Hoyu Mizra because of the Maire, Maire because of the Mizra. So then, Aloha is, Tetsin is in the Zeba Barman. So the Gemara says, My Malkus in the Genesis, Malkus of Amy. But my call in Malkus in the Genesis, Mishimimim, Stabu Yoshi. Oh, Marue, mit dem Mat Kino Malchus begitten, wie sie beschreiben Malchus. So, while the Macedonian Empire was in power, so then they had to write this man, the Malchus Yobon, and when the Roman Empire was in power, so they had to write this man to the Malchus Reign. So, oh, Marue, mit dem Mat Kino Malchus begitten, wie sie beschreiben Malchus. So, the more es, und ich beschreiben Malchus, denkt sie, was haben sie? Ey, Rabnea und Kaini, die Oma Rabbanina in Schnee Jure, ey, mir hoi Rabnea, wo am Schanen in Matthäa, steht aber auch kommen mit Dicken, aber auch noch nicht. So it doesn't mean because of Schnee Malchus, the Blatt is a man. Because of Schnee Malchus, the Chachom in Omi Sake, that you have to mention this man Malchus. Today, this requirement doesn't apply, because the Goyim themselves are not Makpid. So we don't have to be more patriotic than the goyim themselves. So because of that, so this takoni is bottled. But bisman chazal, bisman tanoim, so the takoni was in effect. In other words, that we had to write this man to the mouth. Because the goyim were very active on that. So according to the mayor, since the takoni's hachomi was that we have to mention this man of malchus, of that malchus, that particular malchus, even though the malchus was not so wonderful to the Jews, but that was the takoni's hachomi. So the mele, if it wasn't written, so according to the mayor, so it's yeitz laban malchus. That this is one. Then the more says, the last line, Omar Abhidev, Omar Shmuel, Zuzi Le Rabbeya. Omar Abhidev Barabuni, that pay on the base. The ninth line, from the top. Omar Abhidev Barabuni, Omar Abhidev, Omar Abhidev, Zuzi Le Rabbeya, Abo Chachomim Le Mabat Kosha, Umeidi Chachomim Le Rabbeya, שאם שינו שמו עם שמו, שמירה עם שמירו, שעבד מאוס. So the Gemara says that when we say to the Rebbeya only in regard to Zman, that if he didn't write the Zman, he should mouth us. So then only the Rebbeya says in Shabbat Mamsa. The Chachom say not. But if Shino Shmo Yu Shmo, Shemire Yu Shemiro, then even the Chachom say Abad Mamsa. From places it's mashma, half of them must listen to the Gazelle, the Shino Shmo Yu Shmo, Mekmin or Dai Abad Mamsa to Rebbeya, Mashma the Rabbon, the Ham of the Shino Shmo Yu, and the Psalm of the Rabbon, and we look at Shino, we look at the Gospel of Wow, Mashma the Gospel. But the Gemara says, explicitly, that in the case of Shino Shmo Yu Shmo, Shemiro Yu Shemiro, so even the Chachomim are made of one. So the Masho says, I mean the Masho, the Rambam, there is no other Pshat and Tesis. The Pshat and Tesis is as follows. Since the Gemara says, now the Gemara wouldn't say, Umeim Chachomim Rameya, Shim Kosa Vaget Shaloim Shmo, or Shim Kosa Vaget Ben Chubea, Shavlad Mamza. Would the Gemara say that? Naturally, the Vaz Mamza. The Gemara has to tell us, that the Chachomim Amede, that whenever there is a psul midraise in the get, so it's Yitziv Adam Mamze. I mean, that's a double portion, everybody knows. That if a woman gets married with a get that is no get midraise, so it's Malad Mamze. I mean, that's a double portion. So the fact that the Gemara says, Omar Abade, Omar Abune, Omar Ab, Zudi Veremea, Chachomim Neim Alad Kosher, by Zman. By Kosa Bishimal Kushim Yigenis. So, in other words, if he wrote this man of Remi when Malchus Yobon was in power over the Jews. So then the blood is a man. So he says, Sudi Ramea, Abba Chachomim Emrim Abad Kosheya. Abad Kosheya. Umeidim Chachomim Ramea, Shem Shino Shmo Yushmo, Shem Yirem Shem Yirem Shabbat Mamzea. So it's a Raya that even in the case of Shino Shmo Yushmo, Shem Yirem Shem Yirem, that the blood is a Mamzea, so it's only Mamza Mirabonon. But it's Raya's not, because if he would be Mamza Mirayse, why does he have to tell us that? He doesn't have to tell us that Umeidim Chachomim Ramea, Shem Kosa Shalom Yushmo, Shabbat Mamzea. So it's a Raya from this that even in the case of Shino Shmo Yushmo, so the get is only possible with Rabbanon. But in regard to that psul with Rabbanon, even the Chachomim say that the blood is Mamza. In other words, there are certain psul with Rabbanon that even the Eved, the blood is Mamza. Some psul with Rabbanon not, and some psul with the Rabbanon, yes. But, so it's a raya that even by Shino Shmo Yim Shmo, let's say, the name of the woman was Leah, and her name was mentioned Chochot, not Leah. So the blood is a mamzer, but the get is not possible with the rice. With the rice, the get is kosher. Even though the name is misspelled, I mean, it's not the right name, but it's just a question of being misspelled. I mean, the wrong name is mentioned, so it's still the get is kosher with the rice. Why? Because of the raya of shtoretz. So the shtar is always made that the woman who produces it, who produces the get, So it's she who's got the shares. And we know that her name is Rochel Natleyer. So maybe that means that the get implicitly says that Miss Kadeshes is Rochel, even though on the surface it appears that her name is Leah. So Midraise, it would be a chizom of Sfiras Bori, even if the wrong name is mentioned. Not only when no name is mentioned, but with the Rabbonon, it is possible. So this is thesis. This is what thesis says. Aber am Masis ben Kazer, Mishin Shmoy Shmoy mit Kula Rabban Mam Rech Ameya, Mash Vod Rabbonon, Rehav Mishin Shmoy mit Kula Rabbonon. Because if it had been in Aitze, so then the word shouldn't mention, Aber Chachom Meidim Shabbat Ramzi. Of course, it's a genius. So since the word has to mention it, so that's a Raya, that if Mishin Shmoy Shmoy mit Kula Rabbonon. And the Chidesh is that even the Chachomim say that the blood is a Mamzer. In this it's Kula Rabbonon. So it's possible in Rabbanon by Shino Shmo Yishmo. So then, by not mentioning the name, so even in Rabbanon, the evidence is not possible. Mashba the Rabbanon, the Hakim Shino Shmo Yishmo in Rabbanon, and we do not have Shino, we do not have the Kosovic Lao, Mashba, the Loi Kosovic Lao, Kosha Atum Rao. There is such a Shino Shmo Yishmo. Teise says that only in the Kash, but in the Tera Teise says no. But the Yozoah mentions such a Shino, that the evidence a get without names is kosher in the Rabbah. Yeah. In other words, the Rambam says, a get without names is possible in the Raisa. The Arishim will say, it's possible in the Rabbah. But the Zohar mentions a shite that it's kosher the Eved in the Rabbah. Why? Even though we have a locher of Sfirat Dvorim, the answer is because of the Raya of Shtores. So that means that the get testifies who the Mizgareshes and who the Mizgareshes. Who is the Mizgareshes? The woman who put with the fesses in the get, and who is the Migarish? Her husband. So even in the Rabbonon, there is no chesong in Sfirat Dvorim. So Teisa says, Mashma Nikos Veyal, Mashma Nikos Veyal Koshach in the Rabbonon. So Teisa says, Hoves, the alcohol was Nikos Veyal and the Apostle Matheva. Domino Shinichiach in Teich, Shumigar is a sister. Uvoy Kos Veyal and Yachiach. Alinari, Vaida Shinoshmi Mamish. We might have seen a shame mamish that when the Gemara says, Avo Chachom Levi, Shemishino, Shmoy Shmo, Seyeti Vavad Mamzer, they don't mean Shino Shmi mamish. But what they mean, we can have a unique Catholic Cosmic Wow, the Apostle Ramea, the Masis Ramea, Kidam Miroso, the Havana Priest Fay, and we Shino Shmei Hanish Kosa Shemi Gori will be wounded. The Hashikon Aroche, Shapi of Shmoy Shmo, like Cosmic would be possible. In other words, that when Gemara says they are coming, Shino Shmei Shmo, in so they do not have reference. The Gemara does not have reference to Shino Shmei Mamish, let's say, if the name of the Mizgareshes is Leah, and her name was mentioned as Rochel. So then it's a pshites that it is possible. But they mean the case, let's say, now the halacha is, suppose a woman has two names, and in one place she is called by one name, and in another place she is called by another name. Now let's say, I don't think that this is common today here in America, so in America, if a certain woman or a certain man has one name in one state, so he will use the same name in another state. But let's say, suppose there are a number of men and women who have an apartment in Israel. And let's say, half a year they live in Israel, half a year they live here. So here they have one name, an English name, and while they live in Israel, I know such people. So they have a Hebrew name. So the halacha is, in other words, if in Yehuda you have one name, you have Mishtamish one name. And in Goliath you have another name. So if the Gerash takes place in Goliath, you have to mention the name, you have to mention primarily the name of Goliath. And suppose you mention the name that is Yehuda, so it's possible. So that is possible in Rabbanon. So this is what it means. Avachon maybe, Shino Shmoy Shmo, Shemiro Shemiro, so the blood is Mamzer. So that means only Shino the blood is Mamzer. But if the name is not mentioned altogether, so it's kosher the Gamre there, That doesn't mean that Shino Shem Mamish, so only Shino, the one is Mamzer. He means, Shino Shem Shuaim Shemosav Shem Gold Yehudi. So then it's only Shino, if he wrote the name of Goel in Yehudi, or the name of Goel, or the name of Yehudi in Goel, so then it's possible about Mamzer, only if Shino. But suppose it's not Shino, not Masheikei. Masheikei in the case where the no name was mentioned altogether. So then it's possible Gamre. It's possible Gamre, even if it's not Shino. And the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's how it appears. Now the Yeshua has two pshat in its cases. Teisa says, it couldn't be when the Mishnah says there, Shino Shmo Yishmo, so the Vlad is a Mamzer, so it couldn't mean only Shino, but no name at all is kosher. Because that Mishnah goes along with Rameah, and Rameah, she thinks that it has to be Muchach Mitechein. According to Rameah, it goes without saying that they get without names is not Muchach Mitechein, and it's possible. So that means, according to Rameah, that in the Chassidikah said it has to be Muchach Mitechein, so any star without names would be possible. When the Gemara says it will baske, mimcho afilu b'mishmuse, so according to Tesis, we have to say it, that's how we get a blessing, that in the Sirikas, so it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitechein, but according to Rameah, even if Shtar Boi without names, is possible with Raisi, because it's not Muchach Mitechein, and because the Arishim who are Chemika Tesishite, and we say because of the Raya Miftores, so even without names, it's considered Muchach Mitechein. But Tesishite is, that according to Rameah, that it has to be Muchach Mitechein. So names is a requirement in every shtar, not only. So maybe we couldn't say that what the Gemara says, Shino Shmo Yishmo, it means Shino Shmo Yishmo Mamesh. But if no name at all is mentioned, then it's kosher in Rabbanon, because that Mishnah goes even according to Rameah, and Rameah holds not only Kol Amshan Mabeah Shetov Chachom Begifin Havad is Mamzer, but he holds that it has to be Muham Teichein. So without names, all Shtores are possible in the Raisi without names. So how could Gemara say only Shino Shmo Yishmo is possible? But no names at all is kosher even with Rabbanon there. According to Rameah, it certainly couldn't be kosher. Even with Rabbanon, it's certainly possible even with Raisi. So one pshat, the first pshat that we Yeshua in this Tesis is, that Tesis is Chilka Rabbanon. The whole Raya Tesis says that without changes it's possible with Raisi according to Rameah. The implication being that according to the Blazer, who says, Shtar does not have to be Muchach Mitechein, so even by get it wouldn't be possible in Raisi. That's the first chapter of the Yishua is. Then the second portion of the Yishua is on the contrary. The taste that she takes here is like the Rambam, because the Pashtus HaLoshon of the Gemara here is like the Rambam. That's the Rambam's Chayyim. The Gemara says, V'chitene Leichush, so that means it doesn't even have the semblance of it. That with the right say it's possible because it's not, it doesn't tell any changes. But Tetzves is only proving that we cannot say, in other words, even if you will be absent and you will say, Sfiras Borim doesn't imply that changes have to be spelled out. Because even if it's not spelled out, of because of the Raya of Shtoretz, it's implicit, it's considered implicitly spelled out. Even if you are going to be in action, and you would say that Sfiras Dvorim, the Tzatzakos of Sfiras Dvorim, does not imply a requirement of change. Even if you are going to say that. But one thing you have to admit, that according to Rameah, neither get nor any other star without change is kosher. So how can you say that when the Gemara says, Shino Shmo Yishmo, so it's possible, it only means possible than in the case of Shiva Shmo Yishmo, but without any Shemes it's kosher in the Rabbanon. So that then it would mean even a contra Meya, because that Mishnah represents the view of the Meya, so it's kosher in the Rabbanon. But the Meya also says, that when we want to say is Zudim Rameya, Abu Chachomim Eimrim, Habat Kosher, Umidim Chachomim, Le Rameya, Shim Shino Shmo Yishmo, that the Vlad is a Mamza, only in the case of Shino, but no shame is at all, so that the Vlad is Kosher according to everybody, according to Rameya, it's certainly personalized. So you must come to the conclusion that when the Mishnah, when the Gemara speaks of Shino Shmo Yishmo, they don't mean Shino Shmo Yishmo in the Gamre, but they mean that they use the name of Yehuda in Golil, or the name of Golil in Yehuda. So then it's only Midrash. So then it's only Midrabanan. Then it's only Midrabanan. But the Chachomim are Makdim, and then the Rabanan, and they say that the Vlad is a Mamza. Masha'ike, where no name is mentioned, then Midrash say it is bottle. Then it arises in bottle. Why? Because of Chisona, of Sfiras Dvorim. This is the standard. There are two mishnayos in the Pnei Yeshua. How to explain Teis Mishite? The first portion of the Pnei Yeshua explains Teis Mishite, that Teis is Chilkan Rambam. because Tirtha's emphasizes only Alimdara Maya. But the second Vaishnava Ishwar says, Tirtha's emphasizes Alimdara Maya in order to prove his point, that the more I veya, when he says, Bumeim Chachom Rameya, Vishino Shmo Yishmo, the one is a mamzer, they don't have reference to Shino Shmo Yishmo Mamesh, but they only have reference to the case of using the name of God in Yehuda or of Yehuda in God. So that raya is from the Meir. So that's the raya. But once we come to the conclusion that over there Shino Shmo Yishmo doesn't mean Shino Shmo Yishmo Mamesh. So the Meir, there is no raya that without names is Koshal Gamre. If there is no raya that without names is Koshal Gamre, so we say, as it appears from this Gemore, that without names is possible the raya because of the Chesom as well. But actually there are three shittas of Shem. There is the shita of the Ramban and the Ram, and according to the Yeshua's second version, it's also the shita of Tensves, that without shittas he gets spot on the Raise because of the resource of the Lord. Then there is a shita of Shem that the Ramban himself mentions in Yeshem, that with Raise it's not a resource of the Lord, because the shtar itself is made that the who the Mizgareshes is, without spelling out the name explicitly, it is considered implicitly spelled out, but with Rabban it's possible. And then there is a Shitas Yochum, the Meir Zohar, that it is kosher in with Rabban. Alright, these are the three sheets.
Kitten Shur Ayin Aleph Yud Sivan Hei Tov Shalom Tes, June 5th, 1979, on Tuesday.
So Rav Chisda said that the machlik is between Rabbin and Rabbonon, and the question is whether Xavelin is Xav or Xavelin is Xav. And here we are dealing not with Dioyal Gabi Sikho, but we are dealing with Dioyal Gabi Dioy. So, according to Rav Chisda, so the Rabbi Yudah holds that Xavelin is Xav, even in the case of Dioyal Gabi Dioy. And Chachorim say, Xavelin ain't Xav. So the Meile, the same machlikes would apply to a case of a get that was written Shalom Lishmo, the Hebrew of Kumes Lishmo. So according to Rabbi Yudah it would be good, and according to the Chachomim it wouldn't be good. Omar Rabbi Chaba Yaakov, Vilma Loi, Ad Kam Likam Rabban Hoson, Vipin on Zekei Tibi Andei, Vilek, Abel Hoche Loi. So Rabbi Chaba Yaakov says, that even the Rabbonon will be made in case of get, that if it was written in Shaloi Lishmo, and then the Sefer was Mava Kumes Lishmo, so it's a good get. But the Chachomim say, in regard to Shem, there is a special Zerzakosos of Zekeli Vamvei. Now, I mentioned that Reb Chaim explains the Shaila of Ksavo Kapiksav, Ksav. Or Ksav, 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 in three possible ways. One way is that whether Ksav, Ksav is Ksav, or Ksav, Ksav is in Ksav, one thing is clear, that the Ksav Tachtin becomes Mochuk. It becomes Mochuk by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the Dei of Ksav Eli. Whether the Ksav, the Dei of the Ksav Eli constitutes a new Ksav that replaces the old Ksav, or the original Tzav or not, it doesn't matter. Mohok it is. So there is no Usha. And it's mashma that this is the shikha of the Mordechai. Of the Agul Ismaili. The Agul Ismaili. So the Agul Ismaili mentions a raya that Shem Shenichtav Shaloi Bikdushe, Shem Shenichtav Shaloi Bikdushe, there is no Isra of Mechikel at all. Not even Rabbah. And the raya is from this raya. Harisho Yitzorach Dichtiv Zashem, Vinishad Mechikel Yehudi. Vito Vito Vidale, Mabir Olof Kumes Umikachi. So the question is, So he says, how can, so the Agul Ismaili raises the question, how can it be Mavar Kumes? Through the Agoras Kumes, he is Meichin Tixatachte, and after all, these letters are the letters of the Shem HaPeresh? The answer is, there is no Yisrael in Meichin Tixatachte of the letters of the Shem HaPeresh, because it was written Shalom Bidush. So we see, Rabbi Ismaili mentions the Raya, we see that there is no Yisair of being Mechik, a Shem Shenefer of Bidush. Because if there would be a Yisair, he wouldn't be allowed to be Mavakumas. He wouldn't be allowed to be Mavakumas. And Rabbi Ismaili mentions the whole price. So, it's mashma that Agul Ismaili Shita is that whether Ksavot Abiksav is Ksav or Ksavot Abiksav is in Ksav, but Ksav Tachti becomes Moch. By the ink of, because it's covered with the ink of the, it's covered with the ink of the Ksav. Even if we say that Ksavel Yenei Niksav, but Ksav Tachten is Mohon. Ksav Tachten is Mohon. And because of that, so Reb Chaim puzzled in that challenge that arose when Rabbi Sipper was wrong. And Reb Chaim was a boy. So, in other words, a get was written in Shmo by the Sefer. And then, as the diet and the Sefer walked out of the person room, so the husband remained in the room, and he was a very ignorant person, the husband, and he appreciated the artistic beauty of the Ksav, of the Asias, by the Sefer, that he started to be Mavar Kumes. He wanted to have a share in the artistry of the Sefer. So he started to be Mavar Kumes, and then the diet of Brisk went into the room and he saw that the husband, of course, for those who didn't know the name of Lishmo, was Mavar Kumes, had already been Mavar Kumes, and the major portion of the get. So then the question arose, I mean, we have to rewrite the get, because there is a machlokes l'shenim as to whether Ksavelye is Ksav or Ksavelye is any Ksav. The Rambam paskens that Ksavelye is any Ksav. And the Adam is Shenim, the Rach, who passed in the Ksavelin's Ksav. Anyway, so that meant that he would have to write the get over again. And so the Dayan suggested a plan, the Dayan of Getzel, he suggested a plan that let the Sefer be Mavar Kumes again. So then it's Limonavshev. So then to Limonavshev, if the Aloch is Ksavelin is Ksav, So then the second Ksavelye is the Ksav. The second Ksavelye is the Ksav. So the Mele and the second Ksavelye will be done by the Sefer Lishmo. And if Ksavelye is a Ksav, then the second Ksavelye has no significance. But the first Ksavelye that was done by the husband, Shalom Lishmo, has no significance either. So the which Ksav has significance? The original Ksav that was with Lishmo. That was Lishmo. So Rav Chaim said, but this is not so sure. I mean, this is only possible way. In other words, because he said that actually even if Ksav is any Ksav, but Mochok it is, and the reason is why the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in regard to Shabbos, in regard to Shabbos, so he says, hier ja da die Sikha, so da wir schon schon gegangen dabei Chaim Stein, achas mich in Kekse, achas mich in Sinege. Hier ja da die Sikha da die Sikha, Potter. So hier ja da die Sikha da die Sikha ist Potter. So then, as a matter of fact, the time of Getzos, as that Kashi, how can you say that even according to Mandoma, the Saverje is a Nixar, but Mochuk, except Tachte becomes Mochuk by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the income of Isabel. There is no aloche that in order to become mochuk, it must be covered up by ink that constitutes exab. Whether it's mochuk, it's mochuk. Whether it constitutes exab or not. So the diamond gets less per time. What you see from this Gemara, the Gemara says, Joyal Gabi Sikho, so is Chaim Stein, Achamich Kiz, Achim Erech, Joyal Gabi Dei, so is Potter, so in other words, he is neither Chayev on the score of Kesev, nor is a Chayev on the score of Mechik. Why? Because Joyal Gabi Sikho, so then Xavel in Xav, but Joyal Gabi Dei, you don't change anything, so Xavel in Xav. So, but according to what Rav Chaim said, that even when Xavel is not Xav, but the Xatachte becomes Mochuk by virtue of the link of the Xaverye. So the Mele, so Joyal David Joy, let him be Potter on the score of Kesev, but let him be Chayev on the score of Mechik. So Rav Chaim gave him a very simple teret, because by Shabbos there is a Loche that he has to be in Misake, only Mechik on Naslichte. So the Mele, Joyal David Joy, Joyal David Sikho. So then, since the upper Ksav is a Ksav, so the Mechike of the lower Ksav is considered as a Mechika Maslichte. Masheike, Yoel David Yoy, since the upper Ksav is not a Ksav, so true that the Ksav Tachten is Mochuk, by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the ink of the Ksavelye. But since the Xaverye is not no Xav, so it's Moichik Shalul al Maslichte, so by Shabbos it's Potter. But by Get, there is no Aloha from Maslichte, Mochuk is Mochuk. So the Mele, we cannot say Mimonef Shech, as Rav Getzel said, we cannot say Mimonef Shech, that if Xaverye is Xav, so then the upper Xav is Xav. But if Xaverye is any Xav, so the upper Xav is no Xav, and the first Xaverye is no Xav. So which is Xav? The original Xav, and that was Mishmo? No, because perhaps the halacha is the Rambam passes that Xaverye is any Xav. If Xaverye is any Xav, so what Rav Getzel say? If Xaverye is any Xav, so the Mele, neither the second Xaverye has any significance, nor the first Xaverye, but the lowermost Xav, the original Xav, and that is Mishmo. Even if Xaverye is any Xav, but the original Xav is Mochuk through the ink, by the ink of the first Xaverye and by the ink of the second Xaverye. So it's Mochuk. So what do we say? But you still see the ACS. How can you say it's Mochuk? I mean, what do you see? You don't see ACS. The answer is, since the Xav Tachte is Mochuk and the Xaverye is no Xav by itself, so mainly the ACS that we see as a result of the ink of the Xaverye has a din of Choktechis, and by yet Choktechis is possible. There has to be my Sixime. Alright. So that was one way. But then Reb Chaim mentioned later on, so Reb Chaim mentioned another pshat. Now, according to the other pshat, Reb Getzel said it would be an exit. So he said, so then Rav Chaim mentioned another pshat, that the main shayla of Xaverye in Xav or Xaverye in Xav, so essentially the shayla is not whether the Xaverye is Xav, but the shayla, the basic question in the discussion of Xaverye in Xav or Xaverye in Xav is whether the Xav Tachte becomes Mochuk by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the ink of the Xaver. Xaver or Xaver? So the basic question is, the essential question is, not whether the Xaver is Xaver. That's already a result of that question. The basic question is, whether when you have an original, then you are fallenness and the original sin, does the exaltation become wiped out as a result of the ink of the Xaverian that covers up the Xaverian? That's the basic question. So if we say, so one Mandoma says, let's say, according to Rafiz, that there is a machlokes between Rabbiude and Rabban, and that question. So Rabbiude says that the Xaverian becomes al-Pidin, mohuk, wiped out by virtue of the fact that it is covered with the ink of the Xaver. Now, if it is covered, so the Mele, if this is wiped out, so it is replaced by the ink of the Xaver. Because we do say, yes, let's say, he wrote, Hariyat Mikarez HaKolot, he wrote naked. Then, I mean, that was Shalosh. Then, the Sefer was Mother Kulmes, and Hariyat Mikarez HaKolot. So the Yehuda says, it's okay. I mean, according to Rafiz, it's okay, because the Yehuda doesn't discuss it, he discusses Shem. But according to Rafiz, the Yehuda says it's okay. Why? Because the Yehuda holds that this Ksatachtei of Ariyat Interes of Cholodom, Al-Bedin becomes Nimchak by virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the ink of the Saber. Now, if the Ksatachtin of Ariyat Interes of Cholodom becomes Al-Bedin, Nimchak, wiped out by virtue of the fact that it's covered with the ink of the Amoras Kulmes of the Ksaveriyim, and we do see that the ACS Ariyat Interes of Cholodom, it doesn't look blank, we still see. So the Mele, it is replaced by the Ksaveriyim. But this is what the Rabbi says. And the Rabbonon say, no. The Rabbonon say that even though it is covered up with the ink of the Xaveriyim, so that doesn't wipe out the Xaveriyim. If it doesn't wipe out the Xaveriyim, so it doesn't have to be replaced. So it's not replaced by the Xaveriyim. So this is the basic question. This is the basic question. The basic question in the Machlekes between the Yud and Rabbonon, let's say according to Rashid. So the basic question is not whether the Xaveriyim is exalted. The basic question is whether the Xaveriyim becomes Nimchak. If we assume the Xaveriyim becomes Nimchak, and we still see the same ACS, so it is replaced by the Xaveriyim. But if the Xaveriyim does not become Nimchak, so there is nothing to replace. So then the Xaveriyim represents only a thickening. Or a thickening of the Xaftach. So the Yehuda holds, according to Rav Chisde, that the Xaftach becomes Nimchak. So if it becomes Nimchak, it is replaced by Xaveriyim. Rabbonon say the Xaftach does not become Nimchak. The Xaftach remains intact. So there is nothing to replace. So you just said it. Morin. Now, if we say like this, so then Reb Getzel's Eitzeh was a good Eitzeh. Alright, now. So when the child arose, when Reb Isabel was robbing Brisk, and Reb Chaim was a young boy of 16, 17, so then he just mentioned that possible interpretation. But then later on in Shul in Valojim, so he mentioned the first Pshat, and the second pshat. But according to the second pshat, so Rav Getzel says it was a good solution. Alright. According to the first pshat, it was not a solution. Now then, in the Shul in Valojin, so he mentioned a third pshat in Tzaveri Ksavna, and that's the shite of the Balatrum. That's the shite of the Balatrum. Because the Balatrum says, that when, if we say Xaveriyim Xav, it is only effective in the case of a get, let's say, that was written Shomer Lishmo, but written Yodai, for Chok Yereches, but Shomer Lishmo. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Xaveriyim is Xav, So you can rectify the gap by being Mabekumis. But suppose the originally the gap was written through Chokteches. Chokteches means that you keep on engraving in the interior. Mimele you have the easiest being formed. But you only do the engraving in relief, in the interior, in the sides, not directly. Let's say sometimes you can engrave. You want to engrave, let's say, a ches. So you just engrave directly one line here, one line here, one line here. And sometimes you keep on engraving on the sides. So then you cut out wood here and here and here and here. So the melee you have a top bulging out. That's hot tails. Or let's say you can do it with ink also. Let's say suppose some ink spilled on paper. And you have a blotch of ink on the paper. So, and then you keep on erasing in the interior, all the ink. And you remove a few lines of ink. So then a top is formed, a ches is formed, a hay is formed. That would be a chavdeches. But if you take the pen and you write directly this line, that line, this line, so then it's chokyeches. So the Sifra Tumo says that according to the Yudeh, only the get was written directly, time, through chokyeches, which are very small. Then you have a kumeh, so you can rectify it. But suppose the get was written originally through chokteches, and then the sefer would be mavekumes directly. So then it will not accomplish anything. So what's the pshat? So what's the shita of Rabbi the Sefer HaTumo? The shita of Sefer HaTumo is that when we say the machlokes between ksaver kinksav and ksaver kinksav is a shaila as to whether there can be an integration between the ksavtach and ksaver. So Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rabbi Chisde, get your kosim shalom mishmo. Ve'evi holo kumas mishmo is born with machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda ve'rabono. So Rabbi Yehuda says, levelo kumas mishmo, so it's good. Why not that the ksavtachte becomes nimche? Not that the ksavtachte becomes nimche. It doesn't become nimche. But, you know, sometimes you write with a lot of ink, with an abundance of ink. So you have a very thick layer of ink. So the lower layer of ink, sometimes there is such a thick layer of ink on the paper that you can even feel it, how it bulges out, basically. Now, so in such a case, the lower layer of ink is covered up by the upper layer of ink. Will you say that the lower layer of ink is mochur? By virtue of the fact that it's covered up with the upper layer of ink? You wouldn't say that. Why? Because it's one ksive. It's one ksive. So the name of the mandola who says, get your kosher shalom mishmo, level of kumas mishmo. So it's good because there is an integration between the ksavtach and ksaveri. There's an integration. So Mele, since there's an integration, so we can be sacking the psul of Shalom Lishmo. Because a get has to be written Lishmo. So the original ksive was written Shalom Lishmo. But now you rewrite the same ACS. It's not that you wipe out the old ACS and you replace them by new ACS. You rewrite the same ksav. Through the Agoras Kumes, you rewrite the old ksav. So there is an integration between the old ksav and the new ksav. And this integration process is done with Shmo. So you are misaking the psul of Shalom Shmo. And Rabbonon say, no, you cannot integrate through Agoras Kumis the objects of darkness already. Some male, you cannot really suck in the get that way. But suppose originally the get was written to Chok Tetraids, so to Avodas Kumbes, even according to the beauty, you can't really suck in, because you can only when there was a real Maisik Sivet Ochaloim Shmoor, there can be an integration between the Xartakis Avali. But if it's Chok Tetraids, there was no Maisik Sivet altogether. They cannot have, you cannot effect an integration between something Xartakim, which was Nichta Meiro, because Chok Tetraids means Nichta Meiro, and Xavali. Now, the question is, so why does the Gemara say that it is? Why does the Gemara say that it is? Hamavet Yoyo Tadisit Chodesh Shabbos, the Birchim and the Shlokim Damot Avaye, Chayim Shtayim, Achas Mishim Kesim, Achas Mishim Etrek. So we see that the Oksavtachim is wiped out, and it's replaced by Yuxar. Otherwise, according to the Sifra Trumo, there is just an integration. So how can we chayim shemichik? The answer is the Sifra Trumo says that only in regard to Yilad Aviyeh. So it's the same kind of in. So even the Mandom Aru says Ksar and Ksar. So it's only on the basis of the integration between Ksar Tach and Chaveli. Masha'im Kim Yoyad Amisikho, it's a different kind of Ksar. So then we don't have to resolve the integration. Then we say that the old Ksar, since it changes from red ink to black ink, it has a new appearance, the Ksar. So then we say Ksaveli Ksar, because the Ksavtachne is wiped out, remember it's replaced by Ksavel. When does the Sefer HaTorah say it's on the basis of integration? That's in regard to Gilead Kabiyeh, not in regard to Joy Al Gabe Sikh. Now, and then, according to Sefer HaTorah, when the Chachomim say, Ein Hashem Namufreya, Ein Hashem Namufreya, and Rabbah Abba Yaakov says, "Vilma Loni Yad Kamu Kamber Aron Hosom, Dibinen Zekiri Vamdeyu Reke, Abba Mocha Loni." So according to Sefer HaTorah, the pshat in Rabbah Abba Yaakov is very simple. In other words, Rabbah Abba Yaakov says that even the Rabbanon hold that you can effect an integration between the Ksavtach and Ksaveli, and thereby be misaking the Ksavtach, even though originally it was written in Shmo, but by rewriting the same ACS in Shmo, so you can be misaking it. But by Shem, because the Sakos of Zekir Ivan Beyu, so that implies that it cannot be Skadish through an integration process. The Shem has to be Skadish exclusively by its own Ksar, not by integrating a new Ksar with an old Ksar. That is the Sakos of Zekir Ivan Beyu. All right. Now, when we learn this sugim yutes, so I said, I mentioned the Rambam. Now, the Gemara here says, Gemara there akutes, Gemara says, boy, you never shot him like that. Eidim shinim lachdem, maru shinim lachdem, sikho, viyachdem. Ksabe, ksabe, oye, ksabe. Omale, eni, ksabe. Omalei Vayel Matron Rabbeinu, Ksaber Yixar Linyin Shabbos, Ksaber Yixar Linyin Shabbos. Omalei Vichim Mipnei Shalom Midami Nase Maise. So Rashi explains it, Nase Maise, Vichim Shalom Midami, Shomrein Dimu Sivu Bimei, Dimei Midu Beinu Lachna. Nase Maise, okay, Apilo Linyin Shabbos, אם בו מייסו יודעים בזמן מסעמי קדוש, לא יבסיסי מיך, על דבוראי, לא בכל מעזות. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabbi Yechanan said, Yo Yalga Besikro Chayim Shtayim, he meant Mitirasokim Chayim Shtayim. But in the name, in the Bisamik Meshem Kayom, he wouldn't say he's required to drink to Chatoiz, because he's not allowed to drink Chum Lazo. In other words, so he only said, possibly Chayim Shtayim, not Rebada Chayim Shtayim. Now, So really, we cannot rely on Kule, since it's only philosophic that the Oya Kabisit Hoso Xabel is Xab. So really, he couldn't rely on it in regard to him. So really, if the Rambam had agreed with Rashi Pshat, so the Rambam should pass the Oya Kabisit Hoka Bishabes Chayev Misofish Tayyip. But the Rambam doesn't pass the Oya Kabisit. The Rambam passed means Chayiv Stein. So that means that the Rambam is Chilkan Rashi. The Rambam is Chilkan Rashi. And Rashi explains the relation with Damin Nasim Haise. In other words, that it is something and we cannot be making on the basis of this guess of ours. That you are going to see how so Xabez and Xab. But apparently the Rambam explained it differently. These are the Shabbos is Chayiv Shtayim Teres Vada. But he said, true, there is a similarity between the question of Xabez and Xab regarding Shabbos and the question of Xabez and Xab regarding Get. There is a similarity. But there is still a thought as to whether the same aloha that the same Gabi Shabbos, Yoyal Gabi Sikho is Chayiv Shtayim. So Mele, Biteras Vadai, he is a Meichel Kan the old Ksav, and the Kesei Van the new Ksav. But we are not sure as to whether it has application. To get. In other words, there is a possibility that even though Gabi Shabbos is Chayiv Shtayim Teres Vadai, but Gabi Get, it will not be good chasid, according to the Rambam. The Rambam obviously did not explain the Gemara like Rashi, because according to Rashi, when Rabbi Yechanan says Chayiv Shtayim, it's only Misopik Chayiv Shtayim, not the Vadai. And the Rambam passes in the Shabbos that is Chayiv Shtayim Vadai. Now, so in other words, why should Get be distinguished from Shabbos? Why should Get be distinguished from Shabbos? On the contrary, we see that some of the Shem and the Rambam, the Ritva, they distinguish between Shabbos and Get, Ritva. And we say that even though by Get, Xaver is Xav, let's say Rabbi Yaakov, he says, according to everybody, Xaver is Xav, even in the case of Yoy, but by Shabbos, he's potter, it's a Mishneh. So Teisves says that Mishneh that says, Gabi Shabbos is potter, has reference to a case, that this Gemara that says that Xaver is Xav, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so it's only when the Aksabelim accomplishes something new, where the Aksabelim was Shaloi Lishmo, Aksabelim is Lishmo. And when does the Mishnah say, Ksav Agab Ksav is Kotek Abi Shabbos, when both Ksavim were the same? This is what Teisa says. But the Ramban says, no, true, according to Rabbi Yaakov, Aksabelim is Ksav. But by Shabbos, there is Aloha of Nachem Machshevet. So the Ramban makes a distinction, reader, he said. But here it appears, according to the Rambam, that even though Shabbos, he is Chayiv Shtayim b'Teres Vadai, but Chsima Soedik by Get, it's not. So we have to understand. This is the converse of what the Rambam says. Now this we have to understand. If it is a good, if Yoyal Gabi Sikho, so it's considered Iksabel in Iksab. Even the Gabi Shabbos, so as Kamo Vechamo, it should be considered a good Iksab, the Gabi Get, the Gabi Chesim HaSeidi. And still, according to the Rambam, so Gabi Chesim HaSeidi, it's not good. So then we have to understand. So there is a theory. On one hand, we see that Rabbi Chaim Yaakov says, that in Yael Gabi Yei by Get is good. And here the Rabbi Yechanan says that even Yael Gabi Sikho Gabi Get is not good. So you have to understand. So obviously, according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Ksivas Hageh and Chsimas Hageh. Where does the Tibuch HaBachav HaYakov say? Where does Rabbi Chava Yaakov say that by get even Yael David Yael is good? That's Ksivas Hageh, according to everyone. According to Rabbi Chava, the like Yael David Yael, it's talking about Chlekes Rabbi Rabbi. That's Yael David Yael, but Yael David Sikho, I mean, there is no doubt that everybody, even Rabbi Yude, even Rabbi Chiv, will agree that according to Rabbi Yude and Rabbi, Yael David Sikho, Ksivas Hageh is certain. Where does Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rambam, say that Gabi get, it's not good even the other Gabi Sikho, not only the other Gabi Yei, that's for Gabi Chsimas Hageh. That's for Gabi Chsimas Hageh. Now, if it had been here a case of the other Gabi Sikho, of the other Gabi Dioi, then the Rambam would be very simple to understand. Now, because according if our Gemara, Daf Yutes had reference to Dioy al Gabi Dioy, then this Gemara of Chneishon in Dam Nase Maise would be very simple. Because in case of Dioy al Gabi Dioy, so according to Sefer HaTrumo, so if we say Ksav al Gabi Ksav Ksav, it doesn't mean that Ksav Elim replaces Ksav Tachte, but that there is an integration. So when can there be an integration in regard to the text of the Get? So integration is good enough, but in regard to Chsimas Ha'ini, so there, Chsimas Ha'ini means that this Ksav represents the unique handwriting of the Ha'ini. If it is, suppose, let's say, Gabi Dioy or Gabi Dioy, now let's say according to Rabbi Chava Yaakov, according to the Sefer HaTrumah's Pshat, now Rabbi Chava Yaakov says that even the Rabbonon agree that Ksav Elin is Ksav Gabi Get. So get your kosher shalom mishmo, the heder of kumas mishmo, so even according to Rabbonon it's good. Rabbi Yaakov says. Why? On the basis of the integration between the Ksav Tachta and Ksav Elyon. But, according to Sefer HaTrumah, if, let's say, somebody else would write with Yei, let's say, the Eidim, they are good Jews, they are Eidim Sheirim, but they are illiterate, they can't sign the letters. And then somebody else would put down their names, and then the Eidim would be Madakumis, Dioy al Gabi Dioy. So then, even according to Rabbi Chava Yaakov, it would be good. Because the only reason is why according to Rabbi Chava Yaakov, according to Sefer HaTrumah's Pshat, it's good, Dioy al Gabi Dioy by get, is because of an integration, the tzio, between the Ksav Tachtein and the Ksav Elyon. But Chsimas Ha'ini means that the Chsime has to be the handwriting of the Eidim. Now, if somebody else, other than the Eidim, writes it, and then the Eidim, Yosef ben Shimon, Yitzchok ben Yaakov, let's say, they are the Eidim. So, if they are Mavakumis, and the Yosef ben Shimon and Yitzchok ben Yaakov that was written by somebody else, so what we have resulting? An integration of the handwriting of the somebody else and the handwriting of the Eidim. That's not Chsimas Ha'Eidim. Chsimas Ha'Eidim means it has to be the exclusive handwriting of the Eidim. So it wouldn't be good. But the problem consists in the fact that here Rabbi Yechanan says in Shundar Nasemaitse, not in regard to Dioy al Gabi Dioy, but in regard to Dioy al Gabi Sikho. And Dioy al Gabi Sikho, so Rabbi Yechanan himself says that is by Shabbos is Chayiv Shtayim. So the longness of the Sefer HaTrumah, that the Ksav Elyon is Ksav on the basis of an integration between the Ksav Tachta and Ksav Elyon, that is only Shayach in Dioy al Gabi Dioy, but not in Dioy al Gabi Sikho, because Dioy al Gabi Sikho is Chayiv Mishemeich Hekdo. So that means that Dioy al Gabi Sikho so wipes out the Ksav Tachta and replaces the Ksav Elyon. So mainly, if the Ksav Tachtein is wiped out and it's replaced by the Ksav Elyon, so then the Chsimas Ha'Eidim, the Avoras Kumas by the Eidim, it represents the handwriting of the Eidim. So it should be good. So why does he say V'chipnei Shomim Lamas Ma'ase? So I think now Tetzves Tachtes Mikarim Noyochol Tachtes on the base Mikarim Noyochol. So Tenzin says, der achte mich rücken der Holocaust kann ich sehen, mein Reiter und mein Sinn mich auf Platz hat jetzt kosten bei und bei der Reiter und mein Mauli mit Sakroin Dioi wie mich kenne Saksiva al Gabi Aget wie ich schaue bei Polich weil ich sage, dass ich in der Ruh Perusch, wenn er geht Joche und ich skai in Chismo und ich schaue kishe hirchi vlohem es Akroin ויורידים ממלאים לגמרי כל רח הבקר. כל רח הבקר. So, the Yerushalmi's Shaila was, it cannot be Niskaya. So, on the surface it appears that the Yerushalmi's Kashi is, because since the Rabbah Shtores require Kiyum, what does Kiyum mean? Kiyum means the two other lady who are familiar with the who are familiar with the handwriting of the alleged signatories, so they come and they say, we recognize Valetze Deidim, Arvise Neshimen, and Yitzchok Yaakov, and they are familiar with the handwriting of Arvise Neshimen and Yitzchok Yaakov. So they come and they look at this chesime, allegedly by Arvise Neshimen and Yitzchok Yaakov, and they say, yes, we recognize. It's genuine. It was before. That's key. So this is the Yerushalmi discussion. How will anybody be able to be Mikayim if somebody else is Mikayim like in Yoholok, and then they fill it up with joy? So it has the earmarks, not of the Edim who fill it up with joy, but it has the earmarks of the person who is Mikara. So it cannot be Mikayim. But the question is this, what kind of discussion is it? Gabiget, we do not need any key, unless the Baal, he comes and according to most Hashem. I mean the Ali Shem, the Ayvachit is that he doesn't need Kiyum or the Ayvachit. But most Hashem say that Ged doesn't even need Kiyum. That Ged doesn't even need Kiyum. So the main, so what's the Kasha of Yerushalmi? What's the Kasha of Yerushalmi? Well, like Sam Hashemu, people should not get Yochel is kind of Chesma. What kind of a Kasha is it? Ged doesn't need Kiyum. And if, let's say, the Baal, Bimare, and then it will be in trouble. Okay, but it's not Mistaga that this is Yerushalmi's Kashi. Where does he say that this kind of arrangement will be effective even if the Baal will become Mare? And that is what Yerushalmi meant. So Yerushalmi should have spelled it out. I think that Yerushalmi doesn't mean that it will be difficult to be Mikayim whenever the need arises for Kiyum. Let's see, the Baal will be married, so then we have to be Mikayim of some Seidim. True, that Ged doesn't require Kiyum. And with the Raise, Chesim Seidim do not require Kiyum, because Eidim Machzum Hashtam Hashkach is Mekashim. But Chesim Seidim means that it represents, it has the earmarks, the peculiar, every person has a peculiar way of signing his name. He has the peculiar earmarks of his signature. Now, so even though it's not necessary to be Mikayim by Ged, because we should be Guna Akul Rabon, that, and we Guna the Raisin, and we apply the Aloch Elit Mirabon, we apply the Aloch Elit Matsum Ashvar Ashkach, we don't have to be Chishish, maybe it was Mizah. Because Ziyuf is not Shkriach. But, the Chol HaKoches, it has to be capable of being